Chuck Schumer, Biden's DHS chief, will help pass amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 5, 2020. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, says Democrat Joe Biden's pick to lead the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will help Senate Democrats pass an amnesty for the majority of the illegal alien population living in the United States. During an online summit with the American Business Immigration Coalition, a pro-mass immigration group of corporate interests and donors, Schumer suggested he had spoken to Biden's DHS secretary nominee, Alejandro Mayorkas, and that the two had agreed to help pass an amnesty for the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens in the U.S. The big picture is this: we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform, once and for all, Schumer said. It is one of my top goals, it is one of my dreams. I've always believed that immigration is an area where the Senate can find bipartisan ground. We have broad-based support. Mayorkas said, "We are going to do it together," Schumer said of his conversation with Mayorkas. House Democrats are currently drafting an amnesty plan that is expected to allow the majority of illegal aliens to eventually apply for American citizenship. Senate Republicans such as John Cornyn, RTX, and Susan Collins, Army, have said they are planning to support an amnesty for illegal aliens enrolled and eligible in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. An amnesty would come as about 24.5 million Americans are either jobless or underemployed. An amnesty would immediately flood the U.S. labor market with a newly legalized population of millions who would begin competing for work against America's working and middle class. Every year, already, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are rewarded green cards and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to arrive in the U.S. These legal immigration admissions are in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who annually cross U.S. borders and overstay their visas. Exit polling after the election reveals that voters across party and racial lines overwhelmingly want less overall immigration to the U.S. More than 3 in 4 voters, for instance, said it is important to reduce immigration with continued high unemployment. And more than 62% said, even after unemployment has leveled off, immigration should remain lower than its current levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.